which we have handled, which we have seen with our eyes,
round again.
This is the word of truth. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. We were eyewitnesses of this thing. We walk in Bible, but we have seen the Lord. Our eyes have seen the Lord. I don't know about you. When you have become a supernatural Christian, God gets into you and starts walking himself. He no longer leads. He is now Ayakara.
Amen.
100% true. I saw German written on your forehead, like German.
15
October,
yes,
1981.
Man, do it.
You know me and you know everything.
If I be a prophet of God, miracle money now.
Declare miracle money. There's 55,000 in his bank.
How much is this?
$150 and I only had
supernatural weight loss.
Somebody who is sick can just be healed like that. This is the good news we preach.
A good news world with Hubert Angel, provoking a reaction. And always worth hearing.
Open your Bibles in the book of Numbers, chapter number 21. Numbers chapter number 21. And I will read from verse number 1. When the king Arad, the Canaanite, sit down. The idea of this is to understand rules of engagement. Everyone who has ever been in the army understands that there are rules of engagement. In the army, there are those who go to the forefront. And there are those who clean dishes. There are those in the kitchen. They wear camouflage. They also have military attire. But they are in the kitchen. There are those who deal with the laundry. But they are wearing military clothes. So just by seeing them, you might think all of them are soldiers. And yes, you are right, they are all soldiers. But there are some who are not allowed on the forefront. Everyone has got rules of engagement. If you are under the influence of our ministry, you are the one at the forefront. I said you are at the forefront. Sit down. The spoils are obtained on the forefront. They are not in the kitchen. In the kitchen, they are given the leftovers of whatever we loot on the forefront. So some ministries have camouflage, military attire, but they are in the kitchen. Some ministries have military attire, but they are cleaning the toilets. For the real soldiers. Even in Christianity, there are other Christians who just act like they are Christians. But their rules of engagement are different as our rules of engagement. Have you noticed that people are talking over and over again? In the morning, you had people that say, they met me in another location. And I went there and told them some things, and those things happened in the morning. Have they suddenly become prophets? Or we really met? And how is it possible that I'm able to know that we met?
Yes, that's right.
Because there is actually a set of rules of engagement. Things that we used without you knowing. That causes us to go beyond the curtain of time. And be able to meet you after this service in your own house. I tell you. You can get into a location where people have been talking against you. And you sit there like this. I remember other pastors, we got them to go ahead of time for a conference we were having. Four of them sit in one location. Our own leaders, our pastors. And they began to discuss me. Gossip. From the big one to the smallest. Talking and talking and talking and talking. I arrived. Ah, Papa. Everyone kneels down when they see me. They say, Papa. Even the biggest gossiper will kneel down. Find the one who is gossiping about me. Bring them to me. The moment they see me from afar, ah, Papa, prophet of God. And don't think they are lying. Something in them knows you need to bow to this one. But their mouth can say anything that they want to say. The reality is, when I got there, I sat down in a chair, and these pastors began to tell me how they have planned now. Number one, you arrive like this, and then you arrive like this. While they were talking, the walls began to whisper to me. All their conversation is what they are repeating. They were trying to tell me what we are going to do for the conference to work. While they were discussing and telling me in my presence, I was hearing them discussing the same thing that they were discussing about me. So it was as though they started their gossip again. In this time, I was now there, sitting there. They are thinking they are giving me what to do in the conference. I'm hearing their gossip. There are areas you can go to. You can reach a certain level in your life where if you lose who you are and gain that sense of wonder of who you really are and follow the rules of engagement as given in this book, your life will change to another level and go to another level. The problem is you don't follow rules of engagement. There's nothing. You just, whatever you meet on the way to church is exactly what you do. Until you decide to live by a different set of rules. I don't want to give them your testament, but let me give it. He is a professor. He wrote the perfect, what is it called? Dissertation. A perfect one. His thesis. Perfect dissertation. I read it. I said, wow. I didn't even know what that was. You know, when I was doing my BSc at that time, and I'm seeing a thesis for the first time in my life, and I'm reading these things that he had written, things I have no idea what they were. I was reading some English I've never seen in my life. You know, when you can shock me. I'm reading this thing, I'm like, okay, all right. What was the thesis on? Please tell us.
No, it was on water management. So the protocol of water management in Zimbabwe. So it was about 800 pages, I think.
And resource allocation and population and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And he had taken it how many times to the lecturer?
I think maybe three times.
Three times to the lecturer. And the lecturer said no.
No.
It's a fail.
Yeah.
How do you make it a fail? He comes from Zimbabwe. He knows what's happening. In fact, they adopted some of his things, and put them when we're talking about the Commonwealth.
Yes. Yes.
They adopted it for the country. Now the lecturer is saying it's not right. He woke up, came to my house.
Yes.
In Thameside, he said, "This is my thesis."
Yes.
They've rejected it three times. I looked at it.
Yeah.
So tell me where I need to change. I have no degree, not one. At that time, I had no degree.
True. Yeah, that's true.
I said, give me my oil. I took my oil.
Yes.
I rubbed it.
Yes.
I said, by the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Yes.
I gave it to him. He said, where do I change? I said, give it exactly as it is.
Yes.
He said, but the man has put some red markers there. He knows it's not the real one.
No.
He knows it's the same one. I said, go and give him.
Mm.
Said, when? I said, now. Just go and give him. He said, it's now done.
Mm.
He went and said, it's now done. He's a doctor now.
Exactly.
No correction, nothing.
Nothing.
Sit down.
Yeah, that's true.
What? Sit down, thank you. What causes this? How is he not seeing that this is the one I marked? I even put some red markers and I'm writing using red here. The man saw it and could not see his own red marks. There are rules of engagement that when you decide, I'm going to walk like this, your word becomes pure. Some of you don't know. Why are my words pure? Why? Why are my words pure? I don't know if you're getting this. Why is it that when I speak, my words hold water? And when you speak, nothing happens. When I say something, my words, they hold. The whole way. How come yours never hold nothing? Is it because you are not as holy? No. There is a rule of engagement. I'm going to give it to you. I'm not giving you all the rules of engagement. I absolutely have no time at this point in time. Are you hearing or you've gone home? The book of Numbers, chapter number 21, verse number 1. And I want you to understand it. I don't know how you would need to get this. It's a bad deal. Huh? Leave it alone. I know you might not listen to what I'm saying.
Got it.
You got it, eh?
Yes.
Dos Santos. Don't touch.
Okay.
Relax.
Santos.
This De Souza. Don't touch nothing. This person is selling you.
Yeah.
Relax. Okay. Don't touch it. I'm telling you now. Give that person a paper. That thing. De Souza, De Santos, De Souza. De Souza. De Souza. De Souza.
De Costa, sir.
De Costa, yes.
The first one that you prophesied.
It's like somebody is trying to sell something.
Yes, sir. This is a deed of sale.
Don't worry about it. Don't do it. It is a trap.
Okay. Yes, sir.
It is a trap. It's like somebody has put you in a trap. And when you try to now repay this and pay this, it will be the most difficult thing you have ever done. It's like you lock yourself. I'm going to give you further details when I come to you.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't worry. Death will not happen. Listen to me now. Let's talk about something. 1, 2, 3. And when the king Arad of the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou wilt indeed deliver these people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. You get it in a few minutes. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Homer. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea. The compass of the land of Edom and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people speak against God and against Moses. Notice what the Bible says. It says, and they speak against God and against Moses. As if it was not enough to just put God on his own. There are rules of engagement that if you speak against the prophet, you speak against God. Sit down. I want to show you something. That God reached a man called Moses in the desert. And is telling Moses, I will go with you. And Moses said, if you don't go with me, I won't go with you. I will not go. If you don't go with me, I will not go. God says, there is no place. I will go with you. Imagine God leaves Egypt and goes to a prophet who is days and 40 days away from Egypt and tells him, I have heard the cry of my people Israel. Brother, whosoever you are, God, this is not the address. Because the people of Israel are in Egypt. You should go to Egypt if you heard their cry. Why do you hear the cry of people in Egypt and you come to a desert where the prophet is? Because according to God, he hears through a prophet. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's go. To the extent God misses the address and goes into a desert to a prophet and say, I've heard the people of my people crying. I should ask this God, so why are you here? Since you heard them there. Now why are you coming to me? Because according to God, the prophet is him in motion. Rules of engagement. To believe in God is to believe in whom he has sent. If you have not gathered your senses together, cogitate and say, I will believe one man, one woman who hears from God. And that becomes the voice of God to me. You have not started with the rules of engagement. When you get to a point where you have rules that guide you, you have become a man. You become a woman of God. The moment you have rules that subdue you, that you know for sure, I don't go here. I don't go out of bounds. That's why the Bible says, casting out restraint. Jesus spoke through Peter and said, if you do these things, you will never fail, nor fall, nor lack any good thing. If you do these things, and one of them was end criteria, meaning to say temperance. When you have a temperate character, end criteria. End criteria means to hold yourself with the hand of your spirit. When you know you want to lash out and your spirit says, stop it. The ability to control you. Rule of engagement. When you can control you. No, you are not getting me. The biggest problem you do is you are trying to control someone else. Your ability to control you. You know, I would never go out of this line here. I've set my boundaries. I'm going like this. If it becomes this about spiritual, I'm moving. You can't do nothing. If God says left, I don't go right. I'll be very wrong going the wrong direction because of God. I'm one person, if God speaks, I do not go against it. And guess what? The moment I hear God speak, even if I didn't like it, I will tell myself, you better enjoy, like it. I start enjoying it. It becomes the most beautiful thing that has ever been said. If God says you are his enemy, hey, I also go the direction of you are an enemy of God. Even if you think you are the best at it. My father, biological father, went against God one time. God spoke something and he went against it. And I said, oh man, you went wrong. So you tell me, I know you're my son. And I know you're a prophet, but how can you tell your own father? Say, yeah, you're not my father. As I'm speaking now, you're my son. Because I'm hearing from God. You went wrong. You do not go against God. What God speaks is what we do. When he heard that this man is serious about this thing now, it's already gone the wrong direction. He came back a few minutes and said, you know what? If God says it, and I've seen it in the Bible, who am I? Are you hearing this? Let's go. Hear this. We're about to get there. When people speak against God and speak against Moses, they murmured against Moses. Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, any soul. Now watch this. And our soul loatheth this light bread. He said, this manna, we don't like it. We loathe it. We hate what God gave us. Have you ever been given something by God you had? Now let me do it this way. Have you ever been given somebody by God that you had? You didn't hear me at all. The Bible says, and I will find you pastors after my own heart. Oh. In other words, God said, I will give you a man of God after my own heart. Not after your heart, after his own heart. Have you sat down and begin to discuss that man? Imagine when your palate does not like what God thinks is gourmet. God dishes a buffet and your palate does not like it. Notice here so that we don't have a problem. Mark. Manna, the Bible says, was the food of angels. So when God dished the manna to the Israelites, he was thinking he's giving them his best. It's the food angels eat. When they saw it, they said, we are tired of carbohydrates. We want protein. So give us meat. Imagine God gives the best he can from heaven. He crystallized the food of angels and made it to be on earth. And said, guys, I know you are struggling from Egypt, but listen to me. Here is what we eat and what angels eat in heaven. And the Bible says, and they lusted after the memory of onions and garlic. Imagine when God is giving you his best and you miss garlic. It can be possible right now where you are now that God has already planned something that is a balanced diet for that miracle you need. But because you like to choose something else, and you are used to something else. Ah, I wish I had people here. You know, I don't like food that much. I eat when I have to. And when I eat, it is for energy. It is never like, oh, wow, 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 wow. This piece of meat, you got to test it. No. I actually pray when I see people who eat. I have some people who eat around me. It's a gift. It's a spiritual gift somewhere. I don't know. I have not found it, but it's in there. The gift of eating. And I look at it and just think, my God, please bless me so I can have this some appetite. I don't know if you're here. There's all these people can eat. I can see. I'm telling you, I admire such people. They sit down and just... I took the choir out. I took the choir out. You know the salt bay? I took them there. We are sitting, we are in front there. I turned around and the meat is gone. I said, hey! So every time we can move, we move from one place to the other. The main question is, listen, I don't like food. I like it, but I don't have the appetite. The biggest question prophets will ask is, are we going to use salsa as well when we are in America? Because with my not liking food, I'm used to one type of food. Now, Brother Henry here, I don't know where he is. Say, Henry here got to the first time he started working at the office, he got there and I'm eating salsa. So he's looking at that, the white substance. He's just going like, in his head he was going like, wow. I took him to Zimbabwe. We fly in, we land in Zimbabwe. He sees every billboard with salsa. He's like, a prophet, why is it all special food is everywhere? I said, it's not special, it's for everyone. The guy thought this is only for people who are so rich. He was so shocked that it's everywhere. Everyone is talking father. Says, what? Why is prophet special food everywhere? If it's special, why is it being advertised everywhere? Because you see, sometimes what your palate is used to is not what God is going to give you. That means you might want a wife that rubs oil on your back every night, but will not be able to do other things for you. Jacob worked for wives 20 years. Two wives. 20 years Jacob worked. And if you look at Leah, it is a gazelle. Rachel means a gazelle. Leah, the one who had droopy eyes, it means a cow. Now, sometimes there is a use for a cow. Did I say it loudly? I'm sorry. Sometimes you don't want to talk to a gazelle. There is a characteristics of that cow, the power that came with it, that Jacob would benefit. So sometimes the people that you think you'll be given by God in your circle might not be what you expect. The school you are given by God might not be what you expect. The type of job God might have in mind for you might not be the one you want. It's not every time you're given exactly the thing you want. You are given the thing you need. Problems always gravitate toward their solution. In the rules of engagement, always understand God has the sovereignty to choose what you need. Not always what you want. I know what you think. I just want to do this. I just want this. I just want this. But do you need it? This beautiful wife you want to choose now, do you love her? Yes. It's so, I just love the person. Meanwhile, all you want is to showcase her on photos so you can come out on videos and on Instagram and say, this is it, my girl. But after all these pictures, has she got the sense to know exactly how the ministry of God works? Can she stand the fire? I know you're not hearing me. I know you're acting like you're listening. What did the Bible say? It says, if you love me, you follow my commands. If you love me, you follow. So love according to God is not defined by a feeling towards him. It is defined by, if I say something, are you going to follow without question? Oh God, why would you want this for me? Oh, why would you want this for me? The reality is, if you love me, keep my commandments. So, let's go the opposite. If you don't love me, you break my commandments. But I love God. You don't if you don't follow his commandments. You don't. But you said we are not under the law. I never said we are. I'm saying to you, if you are under grace, automatically you would love his commandments. So I fulfill the law not because I'm following the law. Because the grace has caused me to follow the law automatically. That's what the Bible says here. Jesus fulfilled the law. The law and the prophets were until John. In other words, they culminated into the birth of Christ. The fulfillment of the law. Are you flowing? Let's go to where we were in that scripture. And the people spake against God and against Moses. And wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. Our soul loatheth this bread. Do you know manna had all the nutrients? Everything. Carbohydrates, vitamin M. Ever heard of vitamin M? It's actually something that scientists actually realized now, that there is something called vitamin M. If you have vitamin M, trust me, almost all your trouble that cause stress go. It's called vitamin money. Anyway.
Genetics of Words, an Amazon bestseller by Hubert Angel. Learn how to recreate your world through the supernatural power behind your words. Get your copy of this riveting book that will transform your language. Available now at www.hubertangel.org. Get a digital copy on Amazon Kindle.
Now all of a sudden you like it. You want that vitamin M now, right? You don't need sunlight for vitamin M, no. You don't need to eat a fruit. Just come to Spirit Embassy. That's all, that's it. Money cometh. Sit down. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. And they beat the people. Much people of Israel died. Listen, God sent serpents. The Bible did not say the devil. And God allowed serpents to come. 1, 2, 3, let's read. And seven. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. They knew the serpents were not coming because they spoke against God. Against God and Moses. Pray unto the Lord that he takes away the serpents. What is the solution they are praying for? Take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. They are asking, take away the serpents. Let's see if God is listening. 9. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a snake. I thought we were getting rid of snakes. Now you want to bring a snake. What do you do when the solution to your problem is the problem you fear? I see, I'm not talking to you. When you entreat God to take away the problem, and God adds the problem. God has a problem in the way he solves things. When you understand the rules of engagement, you will never be disappointed when you see something you don't expect. Because God's solution might not be your solution. The way you think God will fix it will not be the way he fixes it. That a man doesn't see, and the Lord says, and the Jesus. Oh. Do you know how disgusting that is? God takes spittle and forms an eyeball with his spittle and clay. And in that eye socket placed clay and said, see. And the man begins to see because of spittle. Why is the solution of God always a confusion to your system? Because you need to understand God's way of movement for you to really walk the way He walks. He's not mysterious. When you know Him, you realize His solution might not be your solution. So in rules of engagement, watch this now. They said, Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and sit it upon the pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. Notice God does not get rid of snakes. He creates another snake. He just says, you look upon it, you will not die. But why don't you just make a solution where you get rid of the snakes? God is like, no, we are not doing it. I am creating another snake in your family. You might be struggling with one brother. And you say, God, I pray that this brother who is messing me up, you remove from the sin. Not kill him, but I don't want a connection with him anymore. And God will cause the sister to be more troublesome than this one. Now you have two people that are problematic in your family. You wonder why. Because God is testing, not testing you per se, but wants to give you as a solution to the problem. And when you become the solution to the problem, you eradicate your brother's problem and your sister's problem. He creates a solution you do not want. A man troubled me as a pastor. Troubled me. I went to the prayer mountain, prayed against the pastor. I knelt down and said, that pastor. As I stood up, God said, buy him a car. Hey, me. I bought him a car. I sent my usher. I said, you, my one of my protocols, so you drive it with the other guy and go and tell him, prophet has said, I should bless you with the car. As they were driving it, they went 100 meters. God said, call them, stop them. You go. I drove to a pastor who hates me, who is writing nonsense about me, paying newspapers to write about me. I went there, I packed it. I said, this is your car, say. I left. God said, go back. Give it nicely like you really want to give him. Rules of engagement. When God decides it, you follow it. I know you're not hearing me at all. You're not hearing me. You're not hearing me. It's not what you used to. When God decides, this is what you are here for. How many people think that Delilah was a prostitute? Not even. The Bible doesn't even mention it. He had gone out with prostitutes. This one was a wife. And she waited. And she did all she could do. And because the men did not understand, this woman was necessary to betray Samson. And I saw preachers preaching against Delilah and saying, I bind every spirit of Delilah. They do not understand that the Bible says, for he did not know that this was meant to happen by God, because that was the only way he could deliver the people of Israel. All this thing was a plan by God. Let me tell you, when you get to the rules of engagement, you become invincible. Nobody can do anything to you or destroy you. Not one person. I said not one person can destroy you. If you follow the rules of engagement, just know if God spoke it, it is set and it is it. There is no running away from it. When God speaks, that settles it. When God speaks, that settles it. I don't care what happens. When God speaks, that settles it. Your sister is safe. You hear me? It is safe. She's safe. The reason why God would use me in explaining things the way I explain them. About the world, about countries, about presidents and rulers of nations. It's because he knows if he gives me his word, I speak it. Oh yeah, I just say it. You might have not even like the way I say it, but I will say it. While some of you will analyze what God is saying, I don't. If God says it's going to go this direction, I will take it that direction. You even go like, why is he thinking like this? Why is he operating like this? Why is he operating like this? Woman, death is cancelled you. Number two from there. Death is cancelled from your family. I've been talking to God now. Okay. Trying to cancel.
Amen.
It will not happen.
Thank you, Prophet.
What the enemy thought to do to you will not take place. Who invited you here?
I come here, I'm starting from 2019. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. There is something that began to happen in the family. That the enemy was trying to target women. That the women there would try to reach a certain level and nothing happens.
Yeah.
But I'm speaking now by the Spirit of God. Things will begin to shift.
Thank you, Prophet. Thank you. Thank you.
And as I'm talking to you now, it is like, listen, it is like death had touched the family. The whole death touched the family. One of your parents gone.
Yeah, my mom.
Your mother. Now, palavores. This is not like recent. No.
Yeah, Prophet.
This is like, you're talking about, this is not this year, right? It's not this year. Last year.
Yes, Prophet.
And there is like underneath there. Like a wound.
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
Yeah, and it was taking a bottom of her feet coming up.
Listen to me. As you stand there, it's here. It's here.
It's my arm, Prophet.
It's here.
It's
huh? This whole thing here.
I'm trying to get an appointment with my
doctor. It's like there is it's like you have a nerve that is pinched. Like somebody has grabbed the nerve and yanks it here and there.
Yeah.
That's even here as you do like this. Sometimes it's so painful to just do like this.
Yeah.
That you'd even like, it would just go numb like this.
Look like it twists. Let's go, mate. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
As I'm talking to you now, it's being fixed as I'm talking to you. Oh, I said it is being fixed as I'm talking to you. Just hold it like this.
Thank you,
and sit down. Don't worry about it. Just hold it. You don't need to be careful about whether it's this or this. Just hold it. Don't worry. How am I speaking like this? That I already know is going to end. From where? Who is telling me these things? The things I've already known. It's up to you to understand that I'm not here to try and change the way you feel. Amen. There are rules of engagement. Yes, sir. Rules, laws, and regulations. That if you are wise, you would be able to actually follow through. Amen. If you're wise. In a few
the
minutes,
pain in
be
my
done.
Joint. My joint. There was pain in my joint.
This.
It's gone.
What's gone?
The pain has gone. It's gone.
Come on, somebody, look at that! Look at that! Look at that! Hey!
I've been trying to get an appointment from January and I can't get any appointment. It's gone.
Sit down, sit down. Your biggest problem is you think too much. One advantage I have is when God says it in his word, I don't want arguments. One time yesterday, I argued with this top celebrity in Hollywood. Top one. One top one. He saw my prophecy on black people being caught as terrorists. He took issue with it and tried to find one of his friends to call me and say, you're going to be in danger with black people. I called him. I said, I don't work for black people. I work for Jesus.
If you don't like me, you don't like my Jesus. I said, tell me where the lie is. He said, yes, you know, we have heard, I don't know how many people, he said, we have heard so many white people, mass shootings from white people all these years. It's only two or three in the last few weeks about black people. I said, listen to the prophets again. What does it say? He says, this is what is going to happen. Is it wrong? He said, it's a prophecy. I said, so you didn't even listen. I said, the Lord showed me this will begin to happen. He said, I thought it was a preaching. I said, it's a prophecy. If you are telling me that you have not heard black people shoot people like this, that means the prophecy is really sharp. Because the prophecy said, we shall see black people doing mass shootings. And have we seen two so far? Yup. I said, the prophecy is correct then. Said, oh my God, please, how do you see these things? Sit down. He had threatened on the phone, I'm going to put your video on Instagram and let's see what people will say. I say, I do not give a toss. No, I don't care. I do not care. Do I look like I care? If I did, I was going to have plastic surgery, I'm telling you. I don't care. Why should I care what some bozo sitting in Hollywood eating whatever cheese or whatever it is thinks about what God said? If God spoke it, I speak it. And if you hate it, your problem.
Where's your palabra?
Says you have a lot of problems with black people. I said, no problem. Let them have a problem with me. I have more videos for them to have a problem with me more than this one. And I'll do another one. Now this one will not be a prophecy, it will be just me analyzing. When God speaks, the biggest thing you do is listen. I told you of a story. How I was with Sia in Kenya. And at that time, I used to use my green passport. I'm not going to say a lot. From the UN. So that green passport is very powerful. So I'm moving with that green passport. And Sia has a red passport from Britain. Now we are coming from Africa, coming back here. And I traveled with him for the first time. I'm not a very good guy with kids. I love my kids. I'll kill you. I don't lie. No, on that one, that commandment, do not kill, does not apply. But I'm not going to be very, I'm not patient. If a child with 3 months keeps on crying, I want you to talk to me. Tell me your issues. Let's fix them. Don't just... I can't do that. Honestly, I can't. If you have your little kid that you just give birth to and you want me to touch, I'm not. Whoa, I'm not. Little kid like this, that's not my area of expertise. How many men are like me? Don't raise your hand. Oh, there are people here. I can't. For what? Little child. And I'm supposed to be saying, oh, cute. No, I don't see anything cute there. So with my kids, I'm telling you, even if I suspect you were thinking wrongly, looking at them, I'll mess you up. Nice. Now that part, trust me. Now, here is me for the first time with my child. Being that protective, and we're in Kenya, the problem is the passports are different. So I
as a parent, you can't give them your passport first. You give your child's passport first. They clear him. You enter. So I gave them his passport. They just opened it and went. Pew. Now I grab my son like this now. They said, no. He should enter now. So no, it's just here. It's not like, it's just like a waiting room before you get on the flight. So I'm like, yeah. So it was just like a big wall. I couldn't see what was behind it. And then they just got him to enter. And he sat down. I don't know what is happening behind the wall. I just know my son has just entered there. And you know, I'm anxious. You know, I'm like, I need to finish my issue. I need, my son is there, he's too young. They take my brilliant green passport. The way they opened the front, the back, the green. They say, oh, what is this? I'm like, it's the passport now. Now I'm agitated. I want to see my son. So I'm already shouting there. They called the supervisor trying to figure out the passport. I'm like, you know the passport. You are in Africa. It's not like we are in Geneva. It's Kenya. It's Nairobi. Don't act this like some El Dorado. I said, wait, you know, just wait there. Wait. And you know, when your passport, when your visa is not in the passport and you're holding it in your hand, I gave them my visa. They look at it. They look at the passport. So, where are you coming from? It's there. There's stamp from Harare. It's written there. Oh, they took their time. Maybe 25 minutes. I'm already going like, my son is at the back there. I need to see my son. They said, no, don't worry. He's just behind here. Then the supervisor said, why are you not giving him? This is a Zimbabwean passport. Everyone knows the Zimbabwean passport. He was just trying to act funny because the Zimbabwean passport is going all the way to Britain. For all you know, this immigration officer comes from Mombasa. Has never seen a visa for Britain whatsoever. But he knows my passport, but he's trying to be... You know immigration officers who try to be funny? You know them, right? Thank you so much. Immigration officers. They act like they are Michael at the gate of heaven. You can't enter. And they are trained very badly. Now, I'm sitting there. I'm standing there going like... I grab my bag, ran. I find Sia playing there, smiling, enjoying. No care in the day. So I sat down, I hugged him, I sat down, he is smiling even more. I said, son, were you not afraid that you were not seeing me? He says, no. So I'm the only one worried now. I said, why were you not afraid? He said, as long as I could hear your voice, I knew you were still there. Sometimes God will not show you the miracle you need, but as long as his word is still available, oh, you can still smile. You can still smile. You can still hope. You can still wish. You can still pray. As long as you can hear the word, you are safe. I see you around. And when I walk around, I need you to understand one thing. The reason why this area of your life is so turbulent and you don't like it. Number one is because you have not followed the rules of engagement. Number two is too claustrophobic. You are too claustrophobic. In other words, it's too crowded at the bottom. You have to go to the top. It's too crowded. It's too crowded. There are people I can't be around. There are places I can't be seen. Not because I don't want to be in those places, but because I'm following rules of engagement. I wish you could follow the rules of engagement for your life. And remember, today I'm simply dealing with one. When God speaks, it doesn't matter
Just follow. The problem is you're trying to reason. Sit down. I'm talking about a Jesus who calls a woman a dog. A Jesus who tells the Pharisees, sons of snakes, brood of vipers. A Jesus who the next minute is enjoying oil and ointment, a perfume from a prostitute. At one time he got into the house of Peter, and a prostitute began to weep and tears falling on the feet, and she would clean her own tears and clean the feet of Jesus with her hair. And the Bible says, and the people begin to kiss him. And Peter looked and wondered. And Jesus said, why are you looking at me like that? When I got in here, this person here did not cease kissing my feet. But you never even gave me a kiss. Ah! If I complain after coming to your house that your husband has not kissed me.
Spiritual Warfare by the best-selling author of Supernatural Power of the Believer, Hubert Angel. This book will show you how to enforce your God-given supernatural authority to neutralize demonic activity, how to overcome demonic strategies, and deal with the devil. Get an expose of Satan's lies and trickery in this book, Spiritual Warfare by Hubert Angel. Available to order now at www.hubertangel.org.
It will be trouble here. It will be in all the papers. Jesus said, you never kissed me. This woman is kissing my feet. If I let one woman kiss my feet. No, forget to kiss my feet. Just where my leg was. And she kisses there. Ah! You have problems. I heard from my team here. I think we have some couple here. I don't know. Maybe they claim they were not taken care of. And they say, angel has to apologize. Angel, me, say sorry. It will never happen. In the name of Jesus, it will not happen. Apologize me for what you think someone did to you. Who do you think I am? Some little boy moving around? I'm here to do the work of God. If you are in there, understand the church is a clinic. It shouldn't be, but it is. You are going to find some people who don't like you. You're going to find some people who hate you. Some people you think they will just kind of look at you. And, you know. Even you think twice. Am I born again or no? The way they will just look at you. When I come to church here, out of the thousands that come to church every Sunday, somebody is saying something against me. They will be in there going like, I don't like this man. Why did you come? Yeah, you know, he's powerful, but I don't like some of the things he does. They will be in there. Somebody I have stayed with for years will be thinking, I need to move out of this church now. There are so many things. And out of that place, let me tell you something. We have millions, over 14 million watching us every Sunday. And you think I need to apologize to you? One. What about the ones in Zimbabwe? What about the ones in Ouagadougou? What about Djibouti? What about Vindok? What do we need to do? The whole me, grab a mic. I'm very sorry for what so-so and did. I never saw it. Even if I see it, I will not apologize. Come on. Have a spinal cord. Here is $20. Buy one. Church is full of people
some born again, some not. Just because a person is a position in church doesn't mean that person is born again. Ah, doesn't mean that at all. We can call you bishop so and so, you are not born again, but you are a bishop because God called you as a bishop. In lieu of you getting born again, if church has prostitutes in the church, if church has got liars in the choir, listen to me, when you understand rules of engagement, you don't care. Amen. Somebody can come and say something. The more they are trying to push you out of the church, the more proof you were actually called to that church. Amen. Why are you the one trying to move out? Why? Why are you the one rattled? Why? Because you have no rules of engagement. When you have rules of engagement, nobody can say nothing to me. Nobody. You can't remove me from this church because it's my church too. I'm not trying to be a member here. This is my church too. I'm not trying to be a visitor here. This is my church too. I'm not trying to be a guest here. This is my church too. I'm not trying to be nothing but the church. Sit down. Have you noticed that the gossipers in the church are the ones who stay? Yes. The ones gossiped about, they are told, you need to leave the church. You need to leave. This is very bad. This church is evil. And when you go, these are the ones who sit in the front row. This is an example, by the way. It doesn't mean anything here. It doesn't mean, maybe one or two, but it doesn't really mean anything. No, I don't mean this front row. This starts from here. These ones are perfect. This one. This is where you get the suspects. How? When you seek relevance in the kingdom, not relevance among people. Not relevance among people. Why do you let everyone chase you out of anything that God has given you? And the Bible says, and he made snakes. The thing that they didn't want as a solution became the solution. Let's all stand up. And set it upon a point. Come to pass that everyone that is beaten, when he looked upon it, what happened? They were healed. Make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole, and you shall live. 9. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. To run away from a snake, you have to look to a snake. I want us to get to a point where in these 5 minutes, we pray to God that give me the courage to just follow. If you say to me, move to the left, I move to the left. I don't ask how, why. Most of you want to know the reasons why God says, do it this way. This is the reason why. You want to have this. I've told you before, when prophetess was asked, how does it feel to be married to a prophet and also to Hubert Angel? She said, I'm married only to the prophet. Hallelujah. Because Hubert Angel is the prophet. You think there is a separation between me and him? No, there is no separation. I can try to bring out what you like to speak to, but it is the prophet lying to you. Because I'm coming to you as the thing you like, because I know you want to handle a thing that you think, a facade of what you think a prophet is what I give to you. But really, it is the prophet giving you a fake vision of himself. So you like to hear from a fake vision of me. So you move around thinking, no, I have him. You know when I'm with him, we talk him, call him. No, it's the person I'm giving you because you couldn't handle me.
So I have to give you the part of me that is not this part. Not because I'm not that part. Not because this part is not Christian. Like, no. It is another facade I know you can handle. So I give to you. Because you are immature when you're thinking. You want a prophet, you get a prophet every minute. But the prophet has one condition. He only listens to God. And if you notice it as a person who is not a prophet, if you develop the concept of what a prophet is, the reason why I hear so much about nations is because I repeat. When God says, A, I follow. When God says, tell the world that the winner of the, what's the name of the thing again? Premier League is... No! I just follow. You know, do you know I even told you who is winning?
Yes.
No, you don't remember. I told you when I was sitting here in front in that place, I was supposed to wear the t-shirt of the winner. And then the following week, I told you the t-shirt I needed to wear. But you are still sleeping. That's why people say, Liverpool. What's the name? Manchester City. You mean between the two? I've already said it. I told you. I needed to wear this t-shirt for the winner. But I didn't. They have the size. Then the following week, when I was now here, I said, that day I told you I needed to wear a t-shirt. The t-shirt was for this team. I know what I'll be saying. Because I know you. The way you like betting. Oh! Do you know, I couldn't understand the anger with people. They were so angry. Did he give this? Why are you not telling us before posting it? I'm telling my people. Why do I need to call you? I don't have a number. Why do I need to tell somebody from another church? I'm speaking to the people in this church. When you see these prophecies being flighted, do you think we sit down and go like, yes, 1,000 of you sit here. Now let's agree that I will just say who is going to win the elections in France. I mentioned the winner. Way back. By name. Not even try to do nothing. Why do I need to? Portugal, I mentioned. What's the name of the other country? Hungary. Costa Rica. Even the Philippines. That is happening. I don't know when is it happening. When is the Philippines won? I mentioned it. By name. Why do I need to repeat it and call you from your own house? In Chabalala, Soweto. Hey. Yes, we have prophesied now. For what? Who do you think you are? You want to hear us? Tune in. You want to hear about football? Physically come here. Imagine one time we had a problem with minus, almost 1%, less than 1% chance, difference in elections. Yet God had already said this is the number one. Less than 1% difference when it comes to votes. How are you going to be that sharp? There was no way. Even them, they said there is no choice. Nobody is known as a favorite. Said for the first time in the history, nobody was seen as a favorite. Everyone was. And God said this one. How are we able to say it in advance? Because God knows. I'm not going to give a prophet in another country. Because the moment they get it, they start analyzing the results. As for this one, I say it. He says it. I say it exactly the way once God wants it done. I say it. Just give it to you like that. I want you to pray. Begin to pray wherever you are. Begin to pray. What is this? Sullivan,
it's an immigration paper. They're holding on to my my papers. They've had it for some years now.
You play around. You played around. This is not a refusal. You were supposed to have naturalized way back.
Yes.
In 2013.
Yeah, I've had it.
And to this day, it's like they are holding it.
Yeah, they're holding it. They took it back.
They took it back.
They're holding it.
I take it back.
Amen. Amen.
Sorry.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Who brought you here? Who brought you here?
I came here on my own.
You came here on your own?
Yes. From 596.
596. You have papers, your photos? Just this one, please. Jesus Christ. Don't worry, relax. You know, they call me prophet for a reason, eh?
Amen.
So that means I'll be able to know exactly what you want to tell me.
I told her to come and sit beside me so that you can locate her.
You told her?
I bring her from the back. I bring her.
Don't think too much about this, okay?
I'm the only one.
You, just answer the things I'm saying. Don't say. Don't think so much about this thing and will my son survive? Do you think somebody born again at Christ Embassy will die because his in-laws worship Satan?
I understand, yes.
Huh?
It's true. My son was born again at Christ Embassy.
Now, people are worshipping the devil.
Amen.
It's a lie. You just talk and talk to frustrate the mere fact that you worship God. They will frustrate and say all manner of things. We worship the devil. We worship the devil. Did they tell you?
Yes.
First.
Yes.
These ones. This one and this one. This one, this one.
Those two and the daughter.
They told you. They worship Satan.
Yes.
I worship God. I said I worship God.
Amen.
Trust me.
Amen.
As the Lord lives, they can't do nothing to you.
Hallelujah. Ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It's not going to happen. It's like somebody that has been taken to a location. It's intensive care unit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, Dad.
And this is leukemia.
Yes, sir. Yes, Dad.
It's cancer of the blood.
Yes, sir. Yes, Dad, sir. He has cancer, blood cancer.
Cancer of the blood. Who's Pochi? This is him. Who's Pochi?
Yes, Pochi, my husband.
Oh, okay, Pochi. I don't know whether it's Sabi.
He's my dad, Victor.
Sabi.
Yes, sir.
He's working on a carpet.
Yes, sir. Yes. Sir.
Sabi.
It's my dad, sir. Yes.
Okay. There's a prayer needed for Sabi. Because I saw him holding one instrument. You know, the instrument will be like, you know, where at the end it's like where you can hold it there.
It's a hammer.
It's something where you go like this. Something. And he hits himself with that thing.
He hits the hammer
and
this.
Okay. And somebody began to talk and talk and talk and talk.
Yes. It's talking too much here. Yeah. All that I'm talking.
La la la, zuvis kalakai. is Avon Keredevelas. Oh, you come for cancer. And God is talking about a hammer to fit the carpet.
They've got a carpet company, sir.
Yes, but this one is talking.
That's my dad, sir.
You know, from here, I can make him shut his mouth. From here. And every time he opens, you'll be like, oh, I love him, I love him, I love him. I'm telling you. I can decide now.
Sir, the person that I've been talking about, that is talking to them, is calling now. Sabi.
There, please, Sabi is calling. There. Sabi is calling. Honestly, what do you think this is? Who do you think we are using, honestly? I'm talking about a person here, and it's the person on the phone calling. Your issue is nothing. Trust me, your issue is zero. Nothing. This is a coffin. Prepare for a coffin.
Major. Can you change it, my dad, sir?
No. This is a coffin. Kylie Shu, Televen Kayat. I can only extend.
Thank you, Papa.
I can only extend some days, months. That's it. It's a set thing. That one is dying. And it is even God that is not dying as I'm talking now. You wake up. Yeah, it's not, does not mean to say a prophet will always change. No. There are things that even after he go around trying to speak to God and say this and say this, remember this thing is this. Where the Bible says the flesh should be given to the devil for the destruction of the flesh so that the soul may be saved. You might get his salvation through this now. Only this, because he's not a believer. That's what I'm saying. He might get his salvation through this. Because if he stays longer and longer and longer, one, this pain will give him at least some eye will open. When God has given you enough chances to repent, enough chances to turn to him, and nothing is happening. And when he feels sorry for you, you give your flesh to the devil for the destruction of the flesh. So that while you cry in your body, you raise your hand and say, I want to believe Jesus. And then you are saved.
Yes, my dad. Thank you, my dad.
Says the flesh be given to the devil for the destruction of the flesh, so that the spirit may be saved.
Thank you, my dad, sir.
I really feel sorry for this family. Father. Fire, Holy Ghost! Pack! Toilet again, call a month, Copayan. May God's mess cover you. Only God's mess will cover you. Because you believe, it is well. Rosele mai tokevai. Irizovan kelen kola hinakai. Greti lovon kerata zavene. Iruda lavan de veru izigaba. Lahanakiri taskiris. Montalekos. Relax now.
Thank you,
Prophet. Hmm?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Relax.
I believe you.
Believe Jesus. And believe what I say. If I hear from God, believe what I say from God. I'm not a trust with men. Don't believe me. Believe me. The moment I speak, then that says the Lord. Believe that one. I'm a man like you. Forever, I never tell you to trust me. Never. Only trust when I say God is saying. I will let you down. I can change like anybody else. That's why I never give you my word. I can only give you God's word. That's my only advantage. Paul said, I'm the chiefest of all sinners. Did he mean he sins? No. He's simply saying, don't trust me. I'm untrustworthy. But God, the God I serve, is trustworthy.
Hallelujah.
Maria. That's your mother.
Yeah.
This one.
She check her out. Talokuskia,
no. See, when I speak, trust Maria. Because that is coming from God.
Hey, thank you, Jesus.
Woman, don't worry. Stand up. It's all right. Stand up. The way Jesus.
Amen.
Something to do with a legal issue. A legal issue. Somebody, a legal issue. Legal issue. Is there a legal issue here? Ah, you. Relax. You still not relaxing. Yeah. After I said relax.
Thank you. Thank you, Papa.
Oh, okay. Keep doing that. Are you... We'll give you time. We'll give you time. Father, in the name of Jesus, every hand raised, every issue represented, I speak by the authority of the Spirit. Everything is cancelled by fire. Stopped by fire. Everything here, every issue represented, burned by fire. Be stopped by the Holy Ghost. Stop. It is done now. Are you still looking, my sister? Have you ever gotten a wristband from here?
Yes, I gave it to
you. Removed it?
Yeah, I gave it to my...
To this one?
Yes.
Okay. You think we don't know where our wristband base go? Does she believe in me?
Yes, she does.
As a prophet?
Yes.
Roselang Oskali lang grata ven koyate. Pravus ven kelela. Irazavuski ash.
Yes, sir.
What a beautiful family.
Thank you.
Did you pray?
Yes,
for this?
Yes, I did.
You prayed for a girl?
Yes.
It's a boy.
It's a boy.
This is a boy.
Thank
there is
you.
Another boy just right here. There's a boy in the womb right now.
Thank you.
And now all you want are the waters to break.
Yes, please.
You were waiting for waters to break.
Yes, since yesterday.
Since yesterday.
Yes.
Break! Spiritual gynecology. Break in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus. This week, break. Break tomorrow. Break today. Break tomorrow. Break. 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 In the name of Jesus. As we break those waters for something new to come. Something new is coming. Something new is coming. As we break those waters, something new is coming. Something new is coming. We are causing a shift in the realm of the spirit. A baby is coming out. Your money is coming out. Your new business is coming out. In the name of Jesus. There's a brother here. Your medicine will take place. Medicine. You're doing a medical degree or something. Yes, you. It will take place. Don't worry about it. Trust me as I'm speaking now. You will be a medical doctor.
Amen. Amen.
This is Bulgaria.
Yes.
This is Bulgaria.
Bulgaria, Sofia.
Listen to me now. This will happen. Because he has been struggling and thinking, will I even finish this? This is now difficult.
Yeah.
This is now, why did I even take this course? I should have just done something, maybe dentistry or some other course or something. Yeah. This one, as the Lord lives.
Amen. I receive.
You will succeed.
Amen. Amen.
Miracle Jews are coming out right now in the evening service here in London, sir.
Even here, sir.
Jesus Christ.
It's also happening here, sir.
Wow.
Even here, sir. It's happening right now.
Here. Trust
Look
me.
At the hands, sir. The diamonds
and the oil.
And the oil, sir.
Lahanoski Krena. There, you see that? And it's just evening service.
More here.
If you
sir.
Look, you will see.
There's more.
If you look, you will see. I'm telling you.
Miracles are taking place.
But you're not seeing.
Miracle jewels, sir. Miracle
everywhere,
jewels.
Sir.
Prophet, this young man from Children's Church has been collecting them for the last 30 minutes. Children, sir. Children.
Oh yes. You are busy mining, some are busy picking it.
Good News World with Hubert Angel, provoking a reaction and always worth hearing.